Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Has Matt Eberflus lost his football team?
I want to say no. The message yesterday was that we know we 4-4 now. It's just like being 0-0. But you just got to go out there and start stacking wins how we did. And that's the best thing we can do is win and then let the chips fall how they fall after we do so.
Go Bears! There's your rallying cry. DJ Moore on with Mully and Haw for his regular post-game Monday appearance. Okay, well, I really enjoyed listening to the post-game yesterday, as I always do. And let's start here with an agitated, shall we say, Olin Krutz. And this is one of those where I can lead in by just saying this is somebody who is not telling any lies.
There's a lot of things the last 2 weeks that the people up there have to sit in a room. And we say this too much when we talk about the Chicago Bears. And they got to talk about what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on? And it's not a meeting with the leadership committee.
No.
Right? No. The people in charge have to figure out what the hell is going on. Where was the failure? Why did we fail in the Hail Mary? What is going on with all the players questioning you guys? I just when they were talking last week, I just kept thinking to myself, this is what losers do. Mm-hmm. This is what a losing team does. And they came out today, and I've been a part of games like that, Pat, where it looks like you lost a team.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It definitely did.
That's it. And especially on the run to end the half by DeMercado. Amari DeMercado really exposed them. When you saw a play, oh, what's happening here? Oh, whoa, that guy's fast. Where's he go? Oh, I'm blocked. Okay, let's go to the locker room. I got to get my Uncrustables.
I think that play was a great example. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, James Conner was already taking people with him up and down the field. It was just another example.
It's what he does. Like, you have to be ready for that. You know he leads the league in broken tackles. You know how he runs. He's done it to other teams that are better than you are. So you got to come correct against him. And they just didn't seem ready to. You can't be unprepared. It's one thing to be unprepared out of the bye. It's another thing to say, oh, yeah, we lost that game and we were unprepared and we were undisciplined and we're going to tighten this up and with the men in the locker room and the men and all these nice men and we believe in each other and we're all tight. No, you're not. Your play shows that you're not. Olin sees it.
They're a middling team. They're 4-4 is perfect for where they are right now. They've won some games. They lost some games. But at the end of the day, they're just 500. And they could be below 500 by the end of the week. So they really have to figure this out this week. And I say figure it out. And if you watch the last two games specifically, you might be like, well, what is there to figure out? They're not good. But they should be better than what we've seen on the field the last 2 weeks.
And you heard Olin mention the Hail Mary in that. Because it did matter. We knew it was huge. We knew it was huge at the time. They knew it was. I'm not sure if it took an entire week for it to sink in, how big that was and how it propagated and how disappointed everybody was and how outspoken the players were about what happened. We learned that bad practice habits had built to that and they were talking about it. You know, they were out there setting the tone. This wasn't a media-driven thing. This wasn't saying, you know, wait a second, I think this wasn't reading tea leaves. This is captains. This is four captains saying it. And it did matter. It did carry over. It did. Caleb Williams sounded after the game like he thought it carried over.
I think early on in the week, I think we could have done better overall of bouncing back after that. I know it's a tough loss. It's tough regardless of you know, who you are in the facility, if you're out there making plays or if you're making decisions up top. You know, being better at that, understanding that, you know, we have many more games left after that, been able to, you know, be one, be a family, and move on from that, and have the right leaders, and which we do. We have the right guys to do, you know, things like that, which is bounce back from something like that, and we got to do it this week.
Would you say be better, you just mean move on quicker?
Yeah, we gotta be better and move on quicker. We gotta, you know, have that 24-hour period, and from there move on.
Wow, is that an indictment? Wow, is that an indictment? He said we have the right leaders, but whatever it was last week didn't move him on fast enough. The same guy who's like, well, I'm on the field because my coach says I'm on the field. He's the coach. You got to do what the coach says. He wanted to be out of there too. He's pissed he got hurt too. And now he's talking about the whole 24-hour rule that the coach stands on that was ignored.
Did you take the leaders part as being just players or players and coaches?
I'm not sure.
And that, I was trying to decipher that.
I'm not sure.
I didn't want to assume either way.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, because I don't know when he said leaders, is he talking about us, like the leadership council? Those are the right leaders? Or is he saying we're being led by the right people as Matt Eberflus, Shane Waldron and company?
I don't know. Let's hear it again, the full answer about how they recovered from 1 week or not.
I think early on in the week, I think we could have done better overall of bouncing back after that. I know it's a tough loss. It's tough regardless of, you know, who you are in the facility, if you're out there making plays or if you're making decisions up top. You know, being better at that, understanding that, you know, we have many more games left after that, been able to you know, be one, be a family, and move on from that, and have the right leaders, and which we do. We have the right guys to do, you know, things like that, which is bounce back from something like that, and we got to do it this week.
Would you say be better, you just mean move on quicker?
Yeah, we gotta be better and move on quicker. We gotta, you know, have that 24-hour period, and from there move on.
I feel like
not certain.
Well, he said earlier in the answer, everyone in the facility, you know, a tough week for everyone in the facility. So I feel like that's not limiting it to players and even players and staff. It could be front office at that point. But he said we have the right leaders. So he is giving us front facing that the right people are in the right places. I question how Cole Kmet gets left out of said anything when you're talking about on the field. I question why the schemes have come up empty as they have. And, you know, on a day where we do have people being fired in the last 24 hours, whether that's an offensive coordinator and Luke Getsy with the Raiders, or whether it's Dennis Allen with the Saints, this is the time when changes can be made. And listening to Matt Eberflus talking about making changes, not making changes and finding answers, I'm really curious when he steps to the mic, whether it's on Wednesday or Friday, what he says they found. That's an important follow-up for me.
Because they talk about we're going to look inward and seek all the we do a good job of finding answers. He said that,
but he didn't have the answers.
And you don't do a good job of finding answers because there's always more questions. They declared that they're good at all this, as if they need to hear it. We trust the men in our locker room. Well, half of your team is whispering behind your back that you're an idiot.
There's a lot of fake it till you make it, which can work in some respects, but in other respects, We're a little too far gone to be in fake it if you make it territory.
This is year three.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't even saying year one, two, three. I was just saying we're too far down the line in the season.
Right.
Eight games into a 17-game season to be saying we're still looking inward for answers and faking it till we make it. That can't be the attitude. But again, there has to be changes. Doesn't sound like there will be changes. So now we just have to kind of deal with whatever they put out there on Sundays.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.